Macmillan Audio presents Sons of Texas by Elmer Kelton. Read for you by Jason Culp. For many years, mention of Texas sent a chill shuddering down Michael Lewis's spine. He remembered it as a wondrous place, new and immense and mysterious, shining in the sun. He remembered it also as a place of cruelty and cold terror, for it was there, when he was 16 years old, that he saw his father's brains blown out by a Spanish officer who left the boy wounded on an open prairie to die alone in a wild and alien land. Michael Lewis felt a sharp tug against the pack mule's lead rope and turned to find the animal had tried to go around the opposite side of a tree from the horse he was riding. "Damn you, Jethro!" He regarded the move as stubbornness rather than stupidity. The mule had stoutly resisted bearing the heavy weight of Michael's winter fur catch, and had given in only to a determined will more stubborn than its own. 21 now, and going on 22, Michael could respect a strong will, for he had one by inheritance from his father Mordecai. But he had made up his mind that when he sold his pelts, he would sell the mule along with them. Respect and acceptance were not the same. Michael was done growing. At 6 feet, he was as tall as his father had been, and sometimes people who had known Mordecai reacted with startled eyes at the sight of Michael. They swore he had become the image of Mordecai Lewis, rangy and strong, his face beginning to take on the stone-chiseled edges, the stern jaw that had been the mark of his father, though at the moment it was hidden by a...